This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is visiting Iraq on a surprise trip. He is the highest-level American official there since President Trump's pullback of U.S. military forces in Syria. Mr. Pence met with the president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Nechervan Barzani, in a move meant to reassure U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State. This is Pence on his mission, then Barzani.
To reiterate the strong bonds forged in the fires of war between the people of the United States and the Kurdish people across this region.
At this particular time is an important indication of your continued support to Kurdistan and Iraq.
Pence got a classified briefing at Iraq's al-Assad Air Base, and while there he spoke by phone with Iraqi President Adel Abdel Mahdi and met with U.S. troops. Syrian Kurds sustained a bloody Turkish assault last month, seen by many as the result of President Trump's border pullback decision. Today, a car bomb exploded in Turkish-controlled northern Syrian town, killing at least three people, this according to Turkey's defense ministry. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a UK-based war monitor, put the death toll from the explosion at nine, including four from the same family, and it said that many of the wounded were in critical condition. President Trump says peace negotiations with the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan are back on track and pledged again to withdraw U.S. troops from the country. Appearing on the Fox News Channel, Mr. Trump said, "We're working on an agreement now with the Taliban. Let's see what happens." His remarks followed Monday's successful prisoner swap that freed an American and an Australian for the release of three high-ranking insurgent prisoners by the U.S.-backed Afghan government. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile web.